And gentlemen, we are live. Ritesh, fire away. It's all yours.
Oh, okay. So, recently, like last week, I visited my college with my one of my friend, and then I thought that let's ask this question to you guys and you and Ismar. Do you guys think about your young days, how you used to be energetic, or what was you dreaming at your young age? Have you ever thought about this?
About our young days.
Yep.
Isma, do you think
Oh,
of
Ritesh,
do
I'm
you think
sorry,
of the
but
good old days, yeah?
Ritesh, sorry, but I didn't understand your question. No, I was asking, like, do you remember your young days? Like, what was your stress and dreams, and what things you used to like to do at that time?
Oh, let me know if I understood. You want to know how I dreamed when I was young and
Yeah.
how my life is now. Yeah.
It's somewhat, but I was asking about your that time dream, not comparing that time dream and what your life right now.
I think it happens to almost of us. I thought that I would be a very important and rich man, and I would have not a large family, but maybe two kids and a wife. And I have nowadays, after two common-laws partners, no, two, not two, three, I live alone and I have no kids. I just have two stepkids, and it wasn't a good experience. And I'm so happy for not having children because I think it's not my cup of tea. And you can see that I dream to have kids and I don't have, and I'm so happy, oh, glad, because I said some weeks ago that I don't believe in happiness, then I'm glad to not having kids. And I suppose
Oh dear, oh dear.
I dreamed many, many times to be different kinds of professional. I would like to be a physician. I'd like to be a footballer. After that, physical educational. After that, advanced. After a professor. And I have become, for some time, one or other of this list. I had a degree in dentist. I worked for some years, but I had an accident. I was very bad to become a footballer. I didn't succeed to be one. About physical education, I tried sometimes to go into a college to be a physical educator, but for some other reason, I changed my mind. And professor, I'm not a professor, but I taught sometimes, and I think it's a hard activity. Although it's something that gives us, at least for me, give us some pleasure to transmit some information, some knowledge. But people in general, they don't want to learn. They prefer to continue ignorance and to continue on the same level they are. Nowadays, I take care of my mom, who is 85 years old. If I live the same number of years, probably I will have to go to an elderly home because I have no kids. I hope that I have answered at least part of your question.
So the topic tonight is basically the young generation, that would be Ritesh, the youngest, followed in hot pursuit by Igor, and not far behind Sebastian, asking us senior old age pensioners with a combined age of about 125, our perspective on life. Yeah. So, did I have a dream when I was a kid? Actually, I had one. And in hindsight, it's quite funny, actually. The dream, I can actually pinpoint it. The dream was about 1970 when I was the tender age of 9. And it was just after the first landing on the moon. Actually, I might have told, I think, Igor, I might have told you this story. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so.
My parents were friends with some other, another couple, and they both had sons, so me and a chap called Michael. We were living in Australia at the time, and we watched the moon landing. And so fantastic was this experience, so inspirational, that Michael and I, we are still in contact. He now lives in Melbourne, Australia. We're still in contact. So Michael and I decided we would build something like Cape Canaveral, so a rocket launching station in the hills behind the city that we lived in. So we lived in a city called Adelaide in South Australia. It's a coastal city, and there are hills, probably a good, 10, 15 kilometers inland. There's quite a sort of mountain range called the Mount Lofty Range. And we were going to build a rocket launching pad there with all kinds of rockets and all kinds of things that go with it. Totally oblivious to how much this would cost, totally oblivious to any government planning controls. Yeah, we were just going to build this thing there and it was going to shoot rockets off every day. Yeah. So that was the dream. It never became a reality for some unknown reason, which I still cannot understand to this day. But to sort of give you the to give you the perspective on who played which role in all of this, Michael and I also used to be Batman and Robin, and he was Batman and I was Robin, so I was the number two in all of this. Yeah, Michael is now sort of semi-retired. He seems to make his living by dabbling in shares and bonds and stocks and so on and so forth. And I was going to marry his sister, whose birthday is next week.
No.
I was going to marry his sister, but somehow that never happened. So yeah, I had a couple of dreams.
I
Yeah.
hope Mary's not around.
Sorry. No. Mary knows about it. Mary knows about it. Yeah.
I'm
So,
joking. I know she knows.
Frank, so it was just a crush, or you just told her that how we.
I think the term you would call it is puppy love. Yeah.
Puppy love.
Puppy love. It's sort of,
Huh.
I think Johnny Osborne even sang a song about it. It was, well, what was it? Yeah, it was just, childhood sweetheart. I had no idea of, what it all implies, what marriage means, etc. I mean, had I known that, then maybe I would have acted differently. But no, it was just kiddie, two kids having a bit of a crush, but a kid crush, not with the full implications. Yeah. Yeah. So those are the dreams.
So
Did
I
ever?
just,
No,
yeah,
go
go
ahead.
ahead, Igor.
No, I was just to ask, like, if someone, like, should everyone answer or just Ismar and
No, no,
Frank?
no, 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 no. Open. It's open to everybody.
Ah, okay.
Ismar and I are on the chopping block, but if anybody else wants to talk in our place, they are more than welcome to do so.
Yeah,
The less I say, the better.
so
Okay.
I like this question because I like to say that everything I planned in my life didn't work. It was very good that it didn't work. And I kind of share the same view with Ismar. I think I would be, I'm very confident that I would be a much less happy person if everything I planned when I was like 18 years old worked out, because I had like very different perspectives. I didn't know anything about life and the world. Like, I didn't want to have kids. I didn't want to have relationships. I wanted to work with a very regular job. Nothing against regular jobs, but I don't think it would make me happy. And then nothing worked out, and now I'm very happy. So that's an interesting thought. Like, when you are young, I don't think that's a good idea to think of, like, to plan the future when you are young. I think that's sometimes tricky.
Yeah, but the question is, would you have been happy had all the dreams come true? You don't really know. We can't hear you, Igor. I think you ripped the...
Yeah, I pressed a button. Sorry. Yeah, like, knowing what I know today, I don't think I would be happy. But I just know now because I have more experience. So sometimes I see people, like, I have people in my family that they made a decision, like a very important decision, when they are like 17, 18 years old. For example, going to a certain kind of college because they thought that would be that was the path to happiness. Then now they are on their 30s and they think about that they didn't have all the information they needed to take this decision. So yeah, I'm just throwing a thought here. Like, some we expect people with 18 years old to know what they want, but they don't have the information to take this decision, right?
Yeah, and even earlier sometimes, because your whole schooling is predicated on a 10-year-old already knowing what they want to do in 15, 20 years' time. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, we don't know anything. Like, we adults, we don't know what we want to do. Like, why do we expect like 18 years old to know, right? So...
Well, the beauty of being an old age pensioner, it's actually totally unimportant. We can do what we want now. Nobody knows. Yeah. Just, oh God, he's old. He's an old man. He's crazy. Just let him be. It's a wonderful,
exactly.
It's a wonderful feeling of freedom. Yeah. Because we don't have to prove anything anymore.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this moment that I can just, whatever, I'm old. Like,
it'll come quicker than you think, Igor. Yeah? And the problem is it tends to accelerate the older you get. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So careful what you say there. Richard, do you want to know any more about our deep darkest youth and hidden ideas, etc.?
Yeah, definitely. Just I wanted to ask, like, see, you told, like, as Igor said, something don't go as planned we do in life. But I just wanted to ask, like, is it... hurts more not doing something and regretting, or is it like you are doing and then regretting it? So
that's a brilliant question. Do I have any regrets not having done anything? Isma, do you want to let me think about this?
while going to Ismail, I just catch up that he wanted to dance. So he ever tried dancing, or he still wants to dance, or he don't got chance with someone to dance? What?
Yeah,
I didn't catch you.
No. Yeah. So I wanted to ask, like, told that I like to dance. So have you ever got a chance to dance with someone, or you tried sometime that, or you try to learn dancing?
I'm a weird guy. because I like so many things and I'm not good at anything. I think it's terrible because I have met many people that don't like so many things, but normally they are good at least one thing. And myself, I like many, innumerous, but I'm not good yet anything. But for example, about dancing, I have enrolled myself in a school dance maybe for twice, but I'm so bad. And even about music, oh, if you give me $1 million to sing a complete song, I'll lose the money because I don't know how to sing as well. I'm charitable about this, about art.
Good
The only
thing
thing
nobody
that
has $1 million here, huh?
Sorry?
It's a good thing nobody has $1 million amongst us.
Maybe someone has, some people have hidden. So Isma, you like to be perfect, like you, at this age, do you think like you wanted to be perfect in something? Or is it your nature that you want to do something perfectly?
Yes, I think although we say that perfection doesn't exist for human beings, I would like to do many things in a perfect way. And as Frank know, I'd like to speech to speak in public very well, and writing and many other things. Maybe it's the list, it's very long, but I have to live with myself as I am. I have no other choice.
Well,
So
I mean, you're only 62, Isma.
No. As I don't believe in happiness, I think it's better to not believe in perfection as well. Then I want to lose my time pursuing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Once I read something interesting that there is this like mainstream message that perfectionism is bad, but this I read this sentence somewhere that you should enjoy the process of trying to be perfect. But you should enjoy the process, not the perfect thing you are pursuing, because then you'll have something to work for and you'll have something to try for. I think that's an interesting thought. Like you don't have to like enjoy being perfect, because you'll never enjoy anything because you'll never be perfect. But the process of being perfect, it's interesting, right?
I think that the most important is to be a better person. It doesn't matter in what field than yesterday. I think it's our mission to be better and better.
Good point.
Do you agree with that, Richard, that we should be a better person?
Yeah, I think so. But once again, I just in my opinion, that perfection is just, you don't want to get criticized by others. You wanted to do you wanted to make sure that some people should not have anything to say about what you say.
Okay. Of course, I suppose we could actually turn this around. You are, Ritesh, you are 27, and you will be 28 imminently. Is that correct? I vaguely remember somewhere that, what, December the 31st is your birthday, if I remember correctly?
Jan, check.
Okay, so 30th. Okay, so. What dreams and aspirations does somebody of your age have today?
So it's now for me. I see my colleagues or my friends. So before, during college, we used to wanted to be do something good. We wanted to be, some people wanted to be scientist, they wanted to do, be an engineer, good engineer. But right now I spoke with all of my friends and I see they are all wants money, they want more money because they think that this money brings happiness and it will bring happiness. So as of now, people wants to get more money. Maybe they don't care about what they used to think, what they wanted to be, but now everything is about getting happiness through money.
Why did it, why did it, why do you think it changed it?
See, when we were in college and maybe young days, we were not completely aware of the situation all around us. We were happy that whatever we have, that is sufficient. You had support from your parents, but now you feel that no, it is not enough, and it is required you to grow in the society, or people are giving value to you if you have a certain amount of money and all the things. Maybe in same case it happens in relationship also. We have seen people who are breaking up because of the their financial condition are not good, they are living. So because of this, people are thinking like that.
So the way you formulated your answer indicates to me that you do not follow this trend, that money is not the be all and end all for you. Nice to have, but it's not going to be a critical issue for you. Is that correct?
I think about this because a lot of people I have seen, they have a lot of money, but they are not happy with them, that. So it is not a case, but for our generation, they want that.
Okay, so Sebastian, you're gearing up to ask a question.
So
Yeah.
I tried to follow the conversation and I had no idea since yet what I should answer or how I can jump in, but now I have a small comment.
Good.
Yesterday I saw on a TV channel, it's a documentation about houses, real houses and how they look like. And there was an older woman, I think around about 80. And she knew when she was young that she will not get a lot of money when she's retired, and she tried to find a way how to finance her retiring time,
Her retirement.
her retirement, and it was really interesting. She showed her house and the house. So she went to the bank and sold a small apartment, and she needs additional money, and she built a house, a really small one, so just 4 to 4 meters,
Oh.
without electricity. She had just a small, I think it's a cistern, no, a tank. Is it a tank?
Okay, so yeah, so
A
yeah,
water tank.
a very small bathroom or something like that.
Yeah. So where she can get the water, and she had a bathroom. That means there was a shower.
Yeah, sort of a bowl, a bath, yeah.
Yeah, just a bowl, and then on the ground there was just a porcelain where you can step in and do your shit pee and so on, and she's just firing this 4 to 4 meters house with a small oven or
A small heater.
yeah, and she also is cooking everything on this small heater, and so she said what she's consuming about the how many what she's paying for the wood. In a year, it was not a lot of things. But what I found really interesting was, and to to come back to the topic is she find a way to be happy without having a big house, a lot of money to spend for it, and she looks really happy. And she had a small dog, and she was living since 30 years now there, or 20 years, without electricity, without flowing water. And yeah, so that was.
So basically, the first person who lived in a tiny house off grid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she has a small solar panel just for. Loading the mobile phone, and she had a small lamp on her bed that she said it's a little bit easier just to use candles, so it makes it a little bit easier. But the lamp is also loaded from the solar panel, and I'm not sure if I were able to live like that, but it looks not wrong for me. You know, it was interesting. Maybe it's a good someday. Maybe it's a test. I don't know if it should be without electricity. I'm not sure, but why not? If the kids has left the house and you have, let's say, 200 square meters of space where you just live on 50 square meters. And
in which country was this?
It was in Germany. It was on SWR, I think, on the TV channel.
Okay.
And every week they show different houses, different stories about it. Then the another one was on the Mosel, on the Mosel River. So it was interesting. So you see a lot of different stories how people restored the house, for example,
okay.
Give them a personal style or personal note. So, and this was one story. So,
yeah, that's funny how I haven't seen one like proof that happiness is correlated with the amount of things you have. Like, I just can't see a proof of that, but that's what everyone seeks. That's very funny.
Yeah,
there's this popular study. Probably you guys have heard about it, but it basically suggests that money is important until a certain point in which you have comfort, like the basic comfort, right? So like a heater, like you are not feeling cold, you are not feeling hungry, you are not feeling in danger, basically. But passing this point, money doesn't add up like 1% in your happiness, which is kind of supports the point of this lady. Like if you have the basic things, like that you don't feel in danger, you don't feel cold, you don't feel hungry, money will not really help you. Like that's very obvious for me, at least, like from my experience, things I watch around me, things I have been learning by reading and studying research, and still that's what everyone seeks, right? That's very funny. I think like in maybe not 100 years, but maybe in 1,000 years, people will think about our generation and think like, oh, like why? Why they are so dumb? Like
it would be interesting to be around in 1,000 years time. Just
yeah.
What happens, yeah.
Wow, wow.
Richish has just reappeared.
I'm here, Mike, Frank.
One of the things that us old age pensioners seem to think, and I know I can speak a little bit for Isma, because we actually did discuss this a couple of months ago. When we were kids, and I don't mean sort of toddlers, I mean, you know, 10, 15-year-old kids, we didn't seem to have as much fear of the future as the young generation does. And I'm sort of looking at Ritesh, I'm looking a little bit at Igor, but Igor, you're sort of over the threshold already. But also, when I look at the teenagers coming through now, they seem to be afraid more. I'll start with you, Ritesh. Are you afraid of the future? It's a very global question, not your personal future, but maybe that you can speak better about that. But are you afraid of the future? This continuous negative discussion about conflicts, about climate change, about politics and power and whatever else. Open a newspaper and it falls into your face. So are you afraid of the future?
Oh, yeah. So I think that with growing my, if I look at 5 years back and today, I see that I'm more worried about future than what I used to be in our 20s, like in when I was 20. So I feel that with time, I'm getting more knowledge, more. I'm getting more knowledge about the society, how it is working, how the country works, what type of conflict is going on in different part of country, state and all. Because of that, I think I'm more worried and I fear about the future, definitely.
Okay, before we go, are there Igor, sort of as the still relatively young, but over the threshold with a totally different background and a lot of success to your name and a totally different outlook on
Really?
life?
I don't know about that.
There's about 10 hours of our conversations in the Breeder podcast alone.
I'm a good marketer. You have to remember
Okay,
that.
so we don't have to believe
I
anything
am
you
better
say.
at telling stories than actually living them.
Okay.
I agree that young people are more afraid of the future. I think they have more concerns about the future. Talking about myself, no, I don't think I am very afraid of the future. I think things will be kind of the same. Like if you think about, let's say, 1,000 years ago, it didn't really change. If you think about that, like we have other means of communicating, we have other means of living, but like the reasons we live and like the big institutions that rule the world, they are kind of the same, right? So we have to pay taxes, we have to work, we have to like governments go to war every time. So I don't think it will change very significantly. So I'm not that scared. I think it will be kind of the same. With different problems, but not something that really changed the way we live. So my answer is no, I'm not very afraid. But I agree, young people, like I have sister. My sister is like 21 years old. I have cousins. I have brothers who are young as well. And I can feel that they w worry about things that my generation didn't worry about. So that's something sad.
Okay, so moving up to the next generation, Sebastian, rapidly approaching middle age, in a couple of weeks' time, are you afraid of the future?
What about the huge change of climate change?
Is the question for me?
Yeah.
I'm not very concerned with that. I think
No?
no.
Why not?
Yeah. I think like as humans, we're gonna get along with that. Like we will have technology and ways to live with the same degree of comfort we live. Of course, as always, poor people will always suffer the consequence, but it will always suffer about anything. So it's sad, but that's a reality. And I don't really worry about the planet. Like the planet is around like for 4 billion years. Like I don't worry that much. Like if the humans disappeared like in I think 35 years, the planet would be exactly the same before humans existed. So I'm not that concerned, to be honest. I think in terms of technology, we will be able to keep our comfort level. And in terms of environment, like care about the planet, I think the planet will be fine as well.
Yeah.
But I believe it's happening, just to be clear. I'm not anti climate change. I believe it's happening. I'm not that concerned.
That was the reason why I'm asking you. But okay, that's really positive. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw the ball to Ismar. Ismar, with your experience and your wisdom and your age, we have Ritesh sitting here who is concerned, maybe afraid of the future, of something that he possibly could not control. Isma, do you have any advice from your perspective that you might want to share with Ritesh to reduce his fear in any shape, size, or form?
I think I'm a mixing of Igor and the Ritesh opinion. I think global warming is a reality, but people who can do something to change this, although some scientists say that it's not the result of a human being's behavior, there is some opposition, and which one is correct, I don't know. But in my opinion, the planet is hotter, warmer. And I think we can do our part. If you recycle your garbage is something important, recycle. If you can reuse some objects, do it. And don't consume as much as our nowadays ideology trying to put it on our minds. I think it's necessary to reflect about these issues and take your own decisions and not damage the planet and anything around you. It doesn't matter if it's people, another human life beings, or any kind of part of this planet. As I said some minutes ago, we have to try to be better person and do what is a fact to us. And as I talked to Frank yesterday, Frank thinks that I'm concerned something about that I can change, and it's a characteristic of mine. But my advice is do it is what is possible, and don't be worried what you can change. I think it's the best way to live well. I think it's what Igor is saying. And probably if our species will disappear, for sure the planet will be here on the same way, and maybe for some centuries or millennia, some other living beings will appear here to replace us, because I think our species is not the most important in this planet. We think we are, but we are just a part of that.
So Ritesh, you said that you were concerned about the future, and everybody jumped on the climate change bandwagon.
No, I raised it. No, and then everybody
and
had
then,
to.
Yeah, and then everybody jumped on that bandwagon because it seems to be the dominating issue. But I have to ask you, Ritesh, is that what you are concerned about, or is there something else that you are concerned about that none of us would actually think about because we have different perspectives?
So the more I read, like, I'm concerned about all aspects of life, not only the climate change, but the human behavior, how we are doing, how we are with one another, and how people are treating others. Also, this gives what kind of I feel sad to see people who don't care about the their elderly people who are old, and they don't care about their opinion also. So this also makes, because the society is becoming disrespectful there for the people who are older than you, and they are not living. They think that I know everything, and these guys are people who don't have anything knowledge what is going on right now. So because of this also, I feel sad and worried about the future. And as everyone was talking about the climate change, yes, it's reality, but I feel that in our generation, it will be like that. Maybe our future generation, maybe our kids, grandkids will be more affected by this climate change. And we will not go back. It will be something else is going to appear from these changes, because you don't have power, capacity to turn back this what damage we have done till now. And it is a part of the universe plan, and we can't do anything. But I wanted to jump to you guys and ask some personal questions. So at this age, how you guys motivate yourself, and what makes you happy at this time, not like at this age?
Can you ask somebody specific? Because otherwise none of us will answer.
I know that Ismail is say that he don't believe in happiness, but if he likes to answer, then most welcome. He's most welcome.
There is a Brazilian guy who is considered a philosopher, and Igor probably knows him. He's called Mário Sérgio Cortella. He says that you have to do the best with the condition you have. When you have better conditions, you have to try the better. I think I'm not a person that, as I told some minutes ago, that I dreamed about many things and I didn't do a lot of things, but I lived in a way that I tried to use and to do the best I could. If I don't have, or I couldn't be more successful, I think it's related about my personal limitation. It doesn't matter. It's related to my physical condition or my intellectual condition or even financial condition. In a whole, I think I did the best I could. And I'm not sad about what I am today. I think when I compare with many people I know, I have, or I have met, I consider that I am a positive man in this world. And I wouldn't say that I have been making the difference, but I try to do my best. And people who analyze me or are analyzing, I think that the most of them, I agree with the image that I have of myself.
Okay, we, as we say in radio programs, we're running out of time.
I think we got off the topic, but yeah, some positive things we learn from this.
Well, I actually know something that three other people in this forum do not know, but there is actually a link to this, to what we discussed today, to next week's topic. So we can actually continue this discussion, albeit on a slightly different level. Thank you, Ritesh, for a thoughtful and thought-provoking set of questions, most of which I successfully could evade in answering. it's always actually quite interesting to be at the receiving end of this sort of experience, because it's normally me who steers the questions and steers the conversation. And it's actually an interesting example, an experience to be at the receiving end of this. Yeah, it's quite frightening. So you guys must sometimes be really there. Yeah, why is he asking these horrible questions? I'm going to give Igor the last word because you are at the beginning of the day. We are at the end of the day. Igor, what is your thought and last word of the day in all of this?
I didn't expect for that, so I will just answer the last question Ritesh posed. Something I have been thinking this year a lot, and it has been successful. I want to increase the percentage of times I feel present in my life. That's what makes me happy. So I want to increase this rate. I want to feel present the most I can. I will leave you guys with this thought.
Yeah. That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
How does one do that? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We would need that more time. Yeah.
Okay. This was the Philosophy 101 course at the podcast session. Thank you for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so next week, not on Tuesday as per usual, but on Wednesday, a very, very special topic. I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait till next Wednesday comes here.
Me too. I'm excited.
Yeah. And there are actually links to today and then the week after. It's actually a nice close to the year. Gentlemen, have a great morning, day, evening. See you all at the respective times and again next Wednesday. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Take care.